Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voters in Colombia narrowly rejected a peace deal with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday. The no side received 50.2% of the vote, even though pre-election polling predicted it would go the other way. Opponents of the peace deal focused their criticism on provisions which would have reintegrated the rebels into Colombian society. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces clashed Sunday on several fronts around Aleppo as the country's military command called on militants to lay down their weapons and evacuate the contested city. The government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of Aleppo's eastern sector. University of Pennsylvania's Ian Lustig says stiff rebel resistance could undermine the assault.
I don't think that they can sustain this for a long time, but possibly long enough. I think the world is mobilizing its voice, but very little else. The only thing I think that would stop this, other than their decision that it cost them too much and bad publicity, is anti-aircraft weapons in the hands of the rebels.
UN estimates 275,000 people are trapped by the government siege in Aleppo. At least 14 people were killed. It happened in an attack on a train in the Democratic Republic of Congo's southeast. Attack believed to have been carried out by the former Ninja Nisilulu fighters, a former rebel leader, Frederick Binsamu, also known as Pastor Ntumi. This is VOA News.